Day 68. Better than tennis or Dennis.
This comparison thing can make you think, can't it, Marta?
Yes, it certainly can. Did you have something in mind?
Well, I happened to overhear a bit of conversation between a guy and his girlfriend about a trip they're taking out of Boston, and one of them said, the first day we should try to drive further than Elizabeth.
Go on.
So I'm thinking maybe they're in a race with some woman called Elizabeth. Then I discover that the Elizabeth they're talking about is a city in New Jersey.
Interesting bit of ambiguity, which, of course, there wouldn't be if they had said, we should try to drive farther than Elizabeth does. Farther and further derive from the same root in Old English, by the way.
And I remember you said in the last session at one point, what was it? Nothing could be farther from the truth. So then farther must be the comparative form of far, right?
Right.
Well, does that mean that mother would have to be a comparative form of moth and brother a comparative of broth, maybe bother from both, wither from with?
You are doing this on purpose, Patrick.
My apologies. I couldn't resist. Mother is not moth plus Brother isn't broth plus In fact, moth, broth, both, and with are not even adjectives.
I know you are joking, but does this mean that a single word comparative must be analyzable as root plus er?
I guess so.
Then what about the wicked line? Other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how did you enjoy the play? Or, she'd read a book rather than watch television. Or that line from Kipling, you're a better man than I am, Gunga Din.
Okay. Obviously no oth, no wrath, no bet. So I guess the word than here is what completes the comparative reading.
Or contrast. Comparison and contrast are very close. Think of the difference between these two sentences, where there are only two words that differ. Denise plays ping pong better than tennis. Denise plays ping pong better than Dennis. What's being compared or contrasted?
In the first one, I guess it's Denise's different abilities in ping pong versus tennis. And in the second, let's see, the ping pong abilities of Dennis versus those of Denise?
Pretty good, Patrick. And if you chose to fill them out, so to speak, adding parts that are understood, you would get what?
Okay. Denise plays ping pong better than she plays tennis. And let's see, Denise plays ping pong better than Dennis does.
And I can't imagine working with a better student.